Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Crime in Rock Island is at a 26-year low. This week, Police Chief Jeff Van Huysen presented last year's crime statistics to the City Council. Van Huysen says the report includes 8 crimes the department reports to the FBI, from murder and assault to robbery and burglary. Crimes in 1994 hit a peak at nearly 3,500. Last year, though, the number dropped to almost 1,200 in Rock Island.
Since the 90s, there has been an overall downward trend, but there's been fluctuations where there's been spikes and increases over the years. But we're at the point in Rock Island the last 5 years that our numbers have reached the lowest levels they ever have in the history of our recording this data.
Fewer crimes were reported in 2017 in all but 2 categories. The number of burglaries increased 13% and motor vehicle thefts jumped 32%. Last year, there were 3 murders in Rock Island compared to 4 the previous year, and the number of robberies dropped 55% to 10 in 2017 from 22 the year before. Officials say there are 2 more laboratory-confirmed cases of Legionnaire's disease among residents of the Veterans Home in Quincy. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced on Monday that its engineering staff has removed faucets from the residents' rooms at the Veterans Home, collected water samples, and taken other steps to ensure that the water is safe. The department says the 2 residents with respiratory illnesses are doing well. The disease is caused by bacteria and water vapor that's inhaled. Well, almost a decade after the team disbanded and the league closed down, professional indoor football has returned to the Quad Cities. Today, one day after practice began, the Quad City Steam Wheelers held a ceremonial ribbon cutting to open their new office in downtown Moline. Team owner Doug Bland hopes the Steam Wheelers will bring excitement back to the Quad Cities.
It seemed like yesterday in August we had our press conference announcing the team was coming back at the Taxpayer Center, and we've just been on a whirlwind tour since then trying to get everything in place. Bringing a team like this back to a community was something that we really were excited about doing, knowing that the great history that the team had in this community.
The first Steam Wheelers won 2 Arena Football League championships in 2000 and 2001 before the league and the team disbanded in 2009. The new head coach, Corey Ross, played football for the University of Nebraska and then for the Baltimore Ravens. The new Steam Wheelers play their first game on Sunday, February 25th, hosting the Chicago Marauders at the Taxpayer Center. Well, a local musician restoring an old church into a recording studio has been badly injured in a fall. Mikey Loy of the Penny Surfs discussed his band's latest album and his restoration work last week on WVIK's Talking Art podcast. Then days after the interview aired, Loy fell 15 feet while refinishing the church's ceiling. He suffered a concussion, facial fractures, skull fractures, a broken jaw, broken wrists, and a minor fracture of his spine. His sister-in-law, Whitney Keeler, says Loy will make a full recovery after wrist and jaw reconstruction surgeries.
Now that we don't have that obvious major concern that he will survive this accident, now that we know that he's going to be okay, now my sister is left with this, and of course Mike, with this huge scare of, oh, now how are we going to do this financially?
Keeler created a GoFundMe page to raise money to help pay Loy's medical bills. A link to the donation page is at WVIK.org. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.